This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's housing market had a slow summer. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on new numbers from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors.
Homes in the Denver Metro are taking longer to sell, pushing up the number of houses waiting for a buyer. According to the report, high mortgage rates are to blame for the slowdown. For people that can stomach those higher rates, it's a good time to play hardball. More than half of deals statewide this summer included concessions to woo hesitant buyers. U.S. regulators are poised to start cutting interest rates this month, likely giving the housing market a boost. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado Springs will host public meetings in September to gather feedback on a new map for city council districts. Residents can comment on several potential plans. An advisory committee will use the input to assist the city clerk in the redistricting process. The map options and a survey are available on the city website. The first meeting is scheduled for District 6 this evening, starting at 5:30 in Fire Station 20 on Rangewood Drive. The federal government is giving Gunnison County more than $15 million to make safety upgrades to a busy highway. The commuter-heavy Highway 135 carries thousands of cars every day, but rather than expand it, County Commissioner Jonathan Hauka says they want to make it safer to use transit.
I think that people in our community would much rather see new traffic calming and safety installations before we would want to contemplate a widening of the highway.
Local governments plan to build sidewalks, rumble strips, roundabouts, and a pedestrian underpass near bus stops. Western Colorado and all across the state, a sunny Friday with temperatures in the 80s along the Front Range and around Grand Junction, could be warming up toward the end of the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.